This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about how to register to vote.
You must register to vote 30 days before the election, and you must be a U.S. citizen. You must turn 18 on the day of the election, which means that if you are 17 and a half, you can register to vote. And that's so important because a lot of students think, I can't register to vote until I'm 18. And then what if that day happens to be the day before the election? Then you wouldn't be eligible to vote. So it's really important as a student to realize when I turn 17 and a half, go ahead and register to vote so that if you turn 18 by election day, you can vote in that election. And you must be a U.S. citizen, 18 on the time of the election, and then a resident of the state of Arkansas.
How do I register to vote?
So registering to vote is really easy. There are a lot of places that have forms available, such as the library, even at the post office. The county clerk's office is a really easy way to get one because they can actually process your voter registration card while you're there. And so because they handle all the voter registration. Or you can download a form online at our website, which is www.votewashco.com. You can find it on the Secretary of State's website. There are easy ways to find the form, and you can download it, print it, and either mail it in or take it to the county clerk's office. Really important, though, if you do not receive something back from the county clerk's office, do not assume that you're registered to vote, especially if you participated in a voter registration drive. A lot of times those forms get turned in, and if there's something on your form that the county clerk's office can't read or is ineligible, they may set it aside and they don't have a way to get a hold of you. So if you do register to vote and you don't receive a card from the clerk's office, call and ask the county clerk to verify that you are registered to vote. And there's also a website you can go to where you can check your voter registration. So if you've registered to vote and you still haven't received a card, you could go to voterview.org. You'll be able to put in your first name, your last name, and your date of birth, and you'll be able to see if you can find your voter information. If you find it on that website, then you are registered to vote. Also at the DMV, that's another one. A lot of people will go to the DMV, and that's one way you can register to vote. When you get your driver's license or if you update your tags on your vehicle, and so they will ask you about voter registration. Do you want to register to vote? Do you need to change your address? Once again, don't assume that you are registered to vote when you leave there from the DMV. Always make sure you get that little card from the county clerk's office, and then that lets you know that you are registered to vote.
And you mentioned a form you could download online, but then you still have to print it off and physically take it in or mail it in. It seems like there has to be a physical paper. It's not something that I can just fill out online, which is something a lot of things are. But to clarify, this is not one of them.
Absolutely. It is not one of them. So currently, Arkansas doesn't have a format to allow voters to register online. I think that is something that may happen in the future. But as of 2020, that isn't a possibility. And also be aware, we noticed in 2018 that there are a lot of emails and there are a lot of websites going around about, hey, register to vote, and here's a link to register to vote, and it would take you to a link, and it would have a PDF on there, but that really wasn't registering you to vote. You still had to print off the PDF, and you still had to mail it in. So we had a little bit of confusion about voters showing up on election day, thinking that they had registered to vote because they had received an email, they had filled something out online, but they weren't registered. That card you receive from the county clerk's office, that lets you know that you are registered to vote.
So the voter registration card that I get from the county clerk's office, it'll come in the mail with all of my information. Do I need to take that with me to the polls?
No, you don't. That is just your confirmation that you are registered to vote, but it also gives you some important information as well. So it lets you know that which House district you're in, which state Senate district you're in, your JP district, your constable district, your school board district. So it gives you all of that information and also lets you know which precinct you're in. So that little card is not only letting you know that you are registered to vote, but it's also letting you know who you're eligible to vote on.
If I see that there's something wrong with the card, do I call the county clerk's office or would it be better for me to go in person?
So you can call the county clerk and they can verify the information. They can change your address over the phone. The only thing they can't change over the phone is if you had a name change because we have to get a new signature from you. But yes, if you notice that your address is different or that we have a middle initial in there and you didn't put that on there, just something simple like that, they can make those changes over the phone. And it's really important that you notice what your address is, because if you go to the polls on election day and your address is incorrect, then that slows you down in the voting process. We can correct it on election day, no problem with that, but it means that you have to go see the supervisor, and the supervisor has to make a phone call, and then we have to get all that information changed, so it slows down your voting time. So we really encourage anyone who has moved or hasn't voted in the past 2 years to go to voterview.org and to verify your voting information, because that information that you see on there, your name and your address, is what we are using in our voter registration books. And so if you see anything that doesn't look correct, then call the county clerk's office and they'll be able to help you.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our Civics Education Series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purpleprojectfordemocracy.com.